This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Take control. Toll free here, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com. There's another beheading video, another alleged beheading video. I have not yet seen this one. This is not the one that has been released recently. The one I'm talking about here was not produced in the same location or apparently by the same group, the ISIS. It's allegedly an ISIS video, but it wasn't produced by the same crew, I guess. We can tell you more about that.
Different producers.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a good beheading video in a little while.
None of them are good.
No. But the last beheading video I saw was, I think, the James Foley thing, where it just looked totally fake. Like, it was really, like, well-produced. It's like a guy with a British accent, and I'm like, is this real?
Yeah, there were definitely...
That's kind of how I felt watching those things, too.
There were definitely some questions about those. We can talk more about that here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phone. So, where you can call in, bring up anything that happens to be on your mind, and then we'll talk more about this Butterfly Labs, this group of people who are allegedly selling Bitcoin mining hardware, and apparently they did deliver some of the hardware, but they didn't deliver it to everyone who apparently ordered the hardware, and when they delivered them, word is they delivered them later than they promised, and so therefore the hardware wasn't as useful as it was promised that it would be.
If there's a listener at home with, like, Tor open, and you know where, like, the assassination markets are on Tor, I want to know if these guys are on there yet.
Good question. I have been to the assassination market. Have you not seen that yet?
I saw, like, stories. Like, I know, like, Ben Bernanke was on there, and then as soon as Janet Yellen became the Fed chair, then there was a hit out on her, and I don't really know exactly how it works. I saw an article about it in Market Watch or Forbes or something.
I'll see if I can pull that up later on. So you can bring up anything you want.
I'm too petrified to go. Like, I don't even want to look.
It's not illegal to look at the assassination market.
I'm sorry. It just makes me shrivel up on the inside.
Nor is it illegal to look at the Silk Road. You can go there and browse around.
I looked at that back in the day.
All right, let's go to Crichton. He's in Kentucky. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Crichton.
How's it going, guys? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, you talking about Bitcoin and mining hardware and how quickly they become essentially useless. And yeah. I went ahead and looked up a statistic while listening to you guys to let you guys know that the total Bitcoin network collectively is now running at over 3 million petaflops, which is 95,000 times faster than the fastest unclassified supercomputer on the face of the earth.
That's a lot of computing power.
And I get the question about security all the time, but when I talk about Bitcoin. And it amazes me that how fast this is grown, because it was only 2 years ago that we broke a petaflop, one.
Oh, wow.
And now we're over 3 million.
Wow, that's pretty serious. I wonder if the climate march in New York City was very concerned about the computing heat.
it's something that people talk about in the Bitcoin sphere is the amount of sort of energy that's used in the Bitcoin marketplace. But if you consider all the transactions that go through Visa and MasterCard and their network, and then the banking arena and just the human beings producing heat, and the buildings and what it takes as far as energy to build the banking buildings.
And the wars that dollars pay for and all the other terrible things that go on.
Well, yeah, but if you just take the legacy banking system and you'd look at that, even just one currency, Bitcoin doesn't compare to that.
Just the air conditioning takes more power than Bitcoin network.
Right. The Bitcoin network is a huge savings in that arena.
That's interesting. So what else, Crichton? Go ahead.
That's it. That's all I wanted to say.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Toll-free number, 855-453. So Butterfly Labs, based in Kansas, has been sued by the Federal Trade Commission. Now, just because the Federal Trade Commission sues somebody doesn't mean that the allegations are true.
Right. I think it wasn't the Federal Trade Commission suing the Zen Magnets guy or something like that.
There's an update on Zen Magnets as well.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to have to get to that. I'm obsessed with that story.
I got I got an email from Shahan Q, the founder, today, actually. And I actually haven't read through the entire email. It looks lengthy, and it's not good news. Apparently magnets have been banned or something outrageous.
You're going to have to get your spherical magnets on Silk Road now.
Almost. Apparently, you can still order them from overseas companies. Anyway, we can talk more about that, but it's outrageous.
As long as they don't get seized at customs.
Well, yeah, but they would have to scan all the packages for magnets, and it would probably be pretty, pretty unlikely.
As strong as those things are, all they just need is magnets to find them.
All right. Well, anyway, let me continue here with the story about these Butterfly Lab executives, Jody Drake, Nasser Gosseri, and Sonny Vlissides?
Yeah, they're definitely ripping people off. They're like, you can't even pronounce my name. Good luck suing me. This is why it's the Federal Trade Commission and not some average Joe.
I don't know about that. But they allegedly were taking saunas and buying guns, spending millions of dollars of their corporate revenue on all kinds of things besides fulfilling their customers' orders. The case was filed in federal court last week. It was unsealed on Monday. Ars Technica has the report, ArsTechnica.com. Quote, the FTC alleges that one corporate defendant and three individual defendants have taken in over $50 million by operating a scheme that required customers to prepay for machines that would allow customers or consumers to mine for bitcoins and new virtual currencies, says the complaint. The defendants either never delivered these machines or delivered them so late that they became obsolete. One from Butterfly Labs, including the named defendants, responded to repeated requests for comment by phone, email, and Skype. Unsubstantiated rumors.
The lawyer told them that never to do that.
Unsubstantiated rumors on the BitcoinTalk.org forum stated that their offices in Kansas were raided by the U.S. Marshals Service last Friday. Nikki Kredik Barrett, a spokesman for the USMS, the Marshals, told Ars on Monday that one of her colleagues from the Western District of Missouri, whom she declined to name, said that they were present at that location on that day. She said that anything concerned with what happened is under seal. That is the most that he could tell me. Helen Wong, FTC attorney, told Ars that all three principals have been served with the lawsuit and that no arrests have been made. Again, it is a civil suit. The USMS, she said, was present to, quote, keep the peace. Initially, she explained the case was sealed to prevent Butterfly Labs from moving money around or, in government parlance, to prevent asset dissipation. BFL is no longer in the hands of its principals, but rather under a temporary court-appointed receiver, a situation which will last until Monday, September 29th, and on that date, the judge can choose to extend that receivership or cancel it. The court granted their request, the FTC's request, to put the company under that receivership, and basically everything is under the control of the receivership, and that order allows us to locate documents and assets. The receiver has temporary custody of the company, and everything is under that until the court decides otherwise. For the past year, BFL insisted that mere manufacturing delays were to blame for the company's woes. However, suspicion of active fraud never died down and only worsened after it came to light that Butterfly Labs' largest shareholder, Sonny Vlissides, had violated terms of his probation from a previous lottery scam case. Uh-oh.
Yeah. That was the once I heard that, I felt very sort of justified in, you know, I feel much better about this. But the honest fact is most of these people just wanted to get these mining computers as quickly as they could. There wasn't anything available at the time. These people rolled in at just the right time. Mm. They smelled an opportunity, and they're hustlers.
The judge who extended Vlissides' probation, because, again, he had violated his term, so he's had more probation extended now, made some damning comments about Butterfly Labs in a January court hearing, saying, quote, now there is a stench coming from Butterfly Labs. It's a strong smell. It's not enough to send you to prison today, because, to be quite honest with you, if it was, we'd be talking about 24 months in prison. It's not. I think it's too close. I think defense witness Mr. Bourne did a very good job of testifying, and it assisted your defense greatly, but if I find out that there is this fraud word involved in this part, you know, Mr. Vlasides, as we say here at the courthouse, you need to get your toothbrush and your things in order because fraud will not be tolerated. You understand that? So I would work very hard to make these consumers happy, consumers whom you've dealt with. Going on here in moments, 855-450-FREE, that's 855-450-3733. Did you order from Butterfly Labs? How'd that work out for you? You want to share your experience, feel free to call us up here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. We'll come back with more here in moments, and you can take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Plus, coming up, Walmart is getting into banking. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today, September 17th, 2014, gold opened at $1,237.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,282.97, $641.48 for a half ounce, or $320.74 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,282.97, $641.48, and $320.74.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Turns out Butterfly Labs has spoken out about the FTC attack against them, and we'll share their statement with you here in a moment, and you can let us know if you believe them. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Apparently, one of the principals over at Butterfly Labs has been involved in a fraud case and had been convicted of fraud in the past, so that doesn't bode well for, you know, I guess people can turn their lives around, I suppose.
Well, but the thing is that you were saying earlier that they had no reputation. As it turns out, they apparently do, and it's not a very good one.
No, it's definitely not. But they, anyway, we can get back into this here in a moment. Butterfly Labs is a Bitcoin mining manufacturer, or at least so they claim to be. We'll continue with that. And if you've been a customer of theirs and would love to hear from you, the toll-free number is 855-453. Join us via Skype as well. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. If you need focus and are feeling fatigued and trying to get that extra edge where it counts, look into modafinil from modup.net. Study showed 1 in 5 students use this cognitive enhancer, offering multiple benefits, including a double-digit increase in short-term memory, fighting off fatigue, and greater focus overall, so you can get things done. Businessmen around the world are talking about modafinil from modup.net and how it's making the difference in their work, giving them the critical edge they need. Now, at modup.net, they provide the highest premium quality modafinil with the best potency, so you enjoy significant results. And that's why they're the number one sponsor of Reddit's third-party nootropic testing project. Now, remember, Free Talk Live is an international radio show, and modup.net ships worldwide. It is your responsibility to know if local prescription requirements and laws apply. So go check out modup.net and place your order with Bitcoin to get a 33% discount. And to make the deal even better, use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, and you'll get 10 free tablets with your order. So again, that's code FTL at modup.net for world-class service at a great price for modafinil. M-O-D-U-P, modup.net. Butterfly Labs is a company that promised to deliver some state-of-the-art, amazing Bitcoin mining hardware. But the problem with what they apparently allegedly ended up doing was they took in a bunch of money and then claimed to have manufacturing delays. It's not our fault. It's that manufacturer over in China or wherever it was that they claimed they were manufacturing this. We're doing our best to deliver this stuff to you folks. So just hold on. And then they finally delivered some of the products to some of their customers. And ultimately, by that time, because the Bitcoin hardware world is constantly on the increase as far as the hardware needs to keep getting better and better over time, the people who received their equipment were behind the ball. They weren't able to effectively mine Bitcoin as they had been promised that they would be able to do.
Which obviously is like a terrible position for a person to find themselves in. And we were just saying during the break, I was hoping to find out if either if a caller has done business with them or maybe they say it in their statement, like what the terms of the agreement were when you signed up. Because I don't know if this is the situation where these guys were actually actively committing fraud and saying we will deliver X by X, or if people just made bad investments saying, hey, I'm going to give you a bunch of money now and hope that I get
just
something.
Just because they were excited. They, you know, they got this buzz and they felt like this is something they wanted to jump into. And as Mark pointed out, it didn't seem like there were any other competitors at that moment offering similar hardware.
There wasn't much. Yeah, nobody really. Basically, as I recall the situation, Butterfly Labs was sort of first on the scene saying, we will sell you ASICs. But, you know, here's the deal.
And a type of hardware.
Yeah,
for
that's
mining.
That's the computer that we're talking about here, the special computer.
Mm-hmm. What was the AS again in that?
Application-specific.
Application-specific integrated circuits.
Got it. There you go. So we'll sell you an ASIC, but you're going to have to wait for it to be delivered. Now, no other company, see, the other companies weren't full of crooks, so they didn't think, oh, we'll do that. But these crooks I've got to disagree with you, Cantwell, because here's how I feel, and I think the vast majority of people feel, and consider that morality is a feeling to some extent. Mm. You know, like, let's look at it in that way.
All
we
right.
can talk about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, we won't have to get into what morality is
right.
today.
So, like, consider that it's a feeling, and, like, when I loan somebody money who's like, hey, I really need $100 or whatever, I don't want to see that person with an ice cream cone until I get my $100 back, right? Like, you don't get a beer, you don't get a cigarette, you don't get an ice cream cone until I get my money.
Well, unless the terms of the loan were, I'll pay you back in 2 weeks, and next Friday have
that's
beer.
I mean, yeah,
but that's
absolutely
what I'm trying
legit.
To figure out with them, right? Because if they said, hey, we're going to raise money, we're asking you to give us money, and in return, once we raise enough money and once we have the technology, then we will deliver to this to you as soon as we possibly can. Well, that's a ridiculous thing. You shouldn't give somebody money for that, right? That's just you not doing your due diligence. And we had sort of talked about this with the Gulch thing, right? That people were buying plots of land that they knew they didn't have the zoning rights to sell.
God.
And everybody knew it, though. So people are complaining now, hey, they don't have the zoning rights. Well, it was on their website. What are you talking about? It's
you
not
didn't
fraud,
do your
it's
due
just a
diligence.
Bad investment.
Sure. But at the same time, if the statement was, we're going to raise this money and then we're going to ship this product when the money is raised, if they're then going out and buying saunas and hookers and cocaine, that suggests that maybe they're actually,
it would suggest that they're having a much better time than their customers.
At that point, if they're taking money that's being raised for the purpose of building hardware and then they're spending it on non-hardware related stuff, then that would be a violation, would it?
I don't know what the terms of the contract
That's
were.
That's what I'm saying.
Right?
I'm saying,
I would say that it's a terrible thing. And if you do business with these people in the future, you're a fool. And apparently, you said earlier, that they had no reputation and apparently they have a terrible one. But it's that's the question in my mind. Because that's the delineation in my mind between this guy's a jerk and you shouldn't do business with him, and this guy's an aggressor and has to go to prison.
Mm-hmm. Let's continue here. Josh is calling from Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live, Josh.
Hey, what's happening?
We're doing a radio show. What's on your mind?
Hey, I bought a BFL miner a while ago, and it never showed up.
Oh, dear. So before you go on with that, what were the terms? That's what I think is a big, important question here. Do you recall? Do you happen to have a recollection there?
I don't know the specific in contract terms, but when I talked to the guy on the phone, he's basically said, hey, we're going to be shipping next week. Because he had been, they've been getting their stuff together for a while, and they're like, oh, there's a hold up here, but we're definitely shipping next week. We have the units here. And they know.
Well, there you go. I mean, at that point, the guy's committing fraud, right? If the guy's saying to you, yeah, I'm gonna deliver this product next week, he fails to deliver on it, you find out that he's been spending it on hookers and blow, well, then, this is obviously, now we're talking about fraud.
When was it that he told you it'd be next week?
Oh, this was a year ago.
I'm sorry to laugh at your situation there, but
got your money back.
They gave you a refund.
It was ordered on a credit card. See, they didn't take Bitcoin only. They took credit card. A lot of these companies took Bitcoin only. So if you paid in Bitcoin, you would have been totally screwed.
But yeah, it happened.
It happened to me. And I ordered another miner, and it showed up too late to make a profit. Now I'm negative. I never made enough money for it.
Other miner did not come from Butterfly Labs. The other miner came from another company.
Yeah, the other miner was one of the first ASICs to hit the market. It's an Avalon. I was trying to sell it to Mark a couple weeks ago.
Why don't you just sell him a doorstop instead?
This thing sucks. Want to pay me?
It's a space heater. And up here in New Hampshire, it's going to get cold. I'm thinking, maybe over the coldest months, I could see if I could get a Bitcoin or two.
Keep it on your desk, warm your hands over it or something like that. Josh, I want to hear more about your experience, if you don't mind. Hang on, because I think this is fascinating. We'll come back with more here. More about the alleged scam artist behind the Butterfly Labs Bitcoin mining hardware manufacturer. And we've actually got their statement, too. So the FTC is suing them. The Butterfly Labs did release a statement yesterday about that, and I'll share that with you. Tell us if you believe them. 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
I love My Magic Mud. I drink a lot of coffee. I had stains on my teeth. Then I found My Magic Mud, and I was told it would remove stains. So I paid attention when I brushed the first time. My Magic Mud is black tooth powder, and the difference it made in my teeth in one application was noticeable. With four, my teeth were as white as you normal folks out there. Please go to MyMagicMud.com and buy a jar. There's 150 applications for $25. You can use Bitcoin. MyMagicMud.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew, butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry, the National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you'd like. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And that's brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. Now, we've been pretty Bitcoin-heavy tonight, but there's been a lot of major Bitcoin news out there. PayPal taking a big step into the world of Bitcoin. That could have had an effect on why the Bitcoin price has gone up within the last 24 hours. It's a big deal. We're also talking about some alleged scam artists who have been scamming people out of millions of dollars in total for the purchase of what was purported to be some awesome Bitcoin hardware that, according to the guy we've got on the phone right now, he never received. And apparently he's not alone in that experience with this company, Butterfly Labs. We'll continue with the allegations and get their official response here in moments. But there's a lot of good stuff going on in the Bitcoin world, and I imagine some of that's going to be featured at Coins in the Kingdom coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's a Bitcoin party. It's a bit more than a party. It's certainly an event. There'll be some speakers and that sort of thing. Folks from the Chamber of Digital Commerce, the Cryptocurrency College Network, MIT's Bitcoin Project, Mycelium, Liberty.me, just a variety of different speakers. And I think it's going to be really great. It's $60 for the two-day event.
You can't afford not to go to this. I mean, if you're in the Southeast and you're into Bitcoin, you want to meet the movers and the shakers, that's an amazing price. And I'm sure they'll let you pay with Bitcoin, too.
Absolutely. Tickets are $60 for 2 days. That's October the 4th and 5th. The 6th, they will be going to Disney. And obviously, you'll have to pay for your tickets there. They have some reduced rates, but nonetheless. Hotel rooms, $100. Kids under 12, free. There's no charge for them to come to the event. Funds mandatory. Come celebrate magic internet money at the Magic Kingdom, coinsinthekingdom.com. It's coinsinthekingdom.com. By the way, the hotel is the Wyndham Lake Buena Vista in downtown Disney. And it's, again, October 5th and 4th and 5th. Excuse me.
Well, the 6th, they're doing like a day at Disney, right?
That's right.
So the conference itself is the 4th and the 5th, and then many from the conference will be going and actually playing at Disney World.
Coinsofthekingdom.com.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Looking forward to being there and broadcasting live. Let's bring Josh back on the line here. He's calling from Massachusetts. And, Josh, you were a customer of the the Butterfly Labs, this manufacturer purporting to make Bitcoin hardware, Bitcoin mining hardware.
At this point, he doesn't sound like a customer. He sounds like a victim.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
you had purchased. How much did you spend, by the way? Because as I understood, this was not a cheap piece of hardware that they were selling.
It was $2,500, actually, and it was at the time it was a pretty good deal. And no,
it doesn't sound like it was a good deal at all.
It would have been a good deal.
Would have been a great deal.
Had it been delivered at all to you, and delivered, if it were delivered, had it been delivered on time, because apparently some people did get it, but much later than promised, then maybe you would have had a chance at making some money on this.
If I had ordered a Commodore 128 in, 1989 and received it today, I'd probably be pretty upset with my investment.
Yeah, so they never delivered this thing, and you said you just got a refund, but we weren't made clear on how that refund was delivered. Was it the credit card company that you paid that just gave you the refund, and now the credit card company is going after Butterfly Labs, or did Butterfly Labs actually refund you the money?
Yeah, what happened was Butterfly Labs refused to refund the money, and then a credit card fraud claim was made, and then they investigated and came back. And basically said that there's nothing we can do about it right now. And then a couple months later, the credit card just refunded the money.
So he ended up doing a chargeback, and I guess Butterfly Labs probably was fighting chargebacks. And that might have had something to do with, like, the ultimate downfall of the thing. I mean, they may have very well, like, run into some legitimate delays, but then that causes a bunch of chargebacks, which whacks your merchant account, and then you're wiped out. But actually, no, because we were just talking about them buying hookers and blow and sauna and weapons.
According to the FTC's attorney, Helen Wong, records indicate that once consumer funds entered into the defendant's bank accounts, they are quickly dissipated. In recent months, despite receiving large sums of money each time consumers place orders, defendants generally leave no more than approximately $2.5 million in their operating bank account. Instead, funds are depleted shortly after they enter into the bank accounts after consumers place their orders. There is also substantial evidence that corporate funds are being diverted for seemingly personal use. Department stores, daycare services, massages, and home improvement, such as architectural services and saunas. Not sure how saunas are home improvement, but maybe they purchased a sauna for their house.
Yeah, I mean, you can put a sauna in your house as a home improvement, right. All right? That'll drive your property taxes up a little bit.
Defendants' corporate credit cards also reflect numerous non-business expenses, including department stores like Nordstrom's, Bed Bath & Beyond, Restoration Hardware, and even Hobby Lobby, as well as auto maintenance, gun stores, and even hunting stores. So, sounds to me like they did all kinds of fun things with your money there.
I'm glad they had a good time. Because it sounds to me like they're about to have a really terrible time.
Yeah, I hope prison sucks for you guys.
So, Josh,
that's what this stuff's for, right? That's what the FBI is for, is or whoever, to investigate fraud, and this is legitimate fraud. So, I guess that's
it. Does certainly seem to be, at least from their argument, legitimate. Though we'll give you Butterfly Labs' response. But you're saying they were making excuses about delays, and ultimately the hardware never showed up. You got your money back from the credit card companies, but many people ordered these pieces of hardware with Bitcoin. And one of the things that's good about Bitcoin in some ways is that transactions are final. Like, if you're honestly doing business with people and the person you're doing business with, a customer, is the scam artist, then, you know, getting the money and making that final is a good thing because they can't do a chargeback on you. But in your case, you are grateful that you didn't pay with Bitcoin in this instance, because having the credit card company involved actually allowed you to be made whole after all this was said and done.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, paying with Bitcoin, you got to be kind of vigilant. You got to know what you're doing, you know, and who you're sending the money for, and you got to do your research. So you're much more responsible with your money. And I think that's, you know, bringing responsibility into money is a good thing with Bitcoin, too.
So are you admitting that, you know, you were just way too excited? What was it that sold you on this pie-in-the-sky plan from this company that nobody'd ever heard of before?
Well, BFL did deliver a couple of prototypes, and they delivered a couple of small units.
Delivered to who?
Well, to testers and a couple of other things. And I think they had – I'm not sure if they had FPGA. Those are the lower-grade processors going. I'm not sure if they had any of those on the market or not. But something basically said, well, let's do it this way. And the reason we did it with a credit card was just in case.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're feeling a lot smarter than the people that paid with Bitcoins.
So you're saying that basically they put some hardware out there to people in the Bitcoin community enough to create some buzz in the community.
Yeah, it was all real shady. But, you know, the risk versus benefit was there at the price level. So the risk associated with the benefit was great compared to the risk if they kept their word. And I figured, you know, if we're going to use a credit card, then we will have some protection. Mm-hmm. So that's basically why I ordered. I was very skeptical from the get-go, but I was confident that I'd either get the money back or I'd make a lot of money in Bitcoin.
Josh, I'm glad you called tonight with your story. Anybody else a question for Josh while we got him?
No, it sounds to me like these guys did make a hell of a lot of money, though, with this, because it's, you know, if they've got $2.5 million in their bank account and they're not, and that's what they're keeping in it while they spend all this other money. I mean, they got a lot of people to pay for this.
Sure did.
Josh, did you get into Bitcoin mining, or are you just like, this is too complicated?
Oh, no, I got into it a long time ago. When,
are you still in it?
Actually, yeah. Well, no, because at this point, I can't find a piece of hardware that will pay back.
I don't see how you make money on this. I don't know. I've never met anybody who's made anything on money, maybe in the early days. But
a lot of people made money because they got Bitcoins and the Bitcoins went up.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bitcoin miners today. Go ahead.
Let me tell you guys how I got started. I mean, I heard you guys talking about it when it hit parity with the dollar, and I'm like, this sounds cool. I looked into it for a night, and then the next day I went out and I bought some graphics cards, and I bought the fastest ones I could find. At that point, I had like one of the fastest Bitcoin mining machines around. Hmm. So at that point, I was doing really good, but Bitcoin had dropped down to 63 cents, so I wasn't making a ton of money. I'd barely paid off my investment. But it was steadily climbing, so it worked out really well for me.
I see. So, yeah, that makes sense. So if the Bitcoins go up in value, then you've made money, but otherwise it wouldn't have panned out. Thanks for the call tonight, Josh. Appreciate hearing from you.
If he made his money back with Bitcoin at 63 cents.
Yeah, he's doing all right.
I feel terrible for Josh right now. Oh, poor Josh.
All right. Well, he still did get scammed by this company.
Oh,
that much is true. And he's not the only one, apparently. We'll give you their official response to this lawsuit in moments. Toll-free number is 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right. Only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com. Promo code 8989.
Bellawood Flooring has changed its finishing process. So for the first time ever. Lumber Liquidators is clearing out their current stock of Bellawood at unbelievable prices. Get Bellawood Red Oak Solid Prefinished Hardwood for an incredible $2.99 per square foot. That's over 30% off already low prices. Even stunning solid Bellawood Bolivian Rosewood for an amazing 51% off. These are not seconds. This is first quality with a transferable 100-year warranty. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find a store nearest you. Special 18-month financing is available. But hurry, these clearance deals end Tuesday.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll free. 855-450-FREE. This has been sort of a money oriented show, specifically looking in the world of Bitcoin so far, but there's also news about Walmart getting deeper into the world of banking. I remember years ago on this show we had talked about Walmart wanting to open up their own bank but being blocked by federal regulators from doing that. It sounds like they may have found a way around it. We'll get you more detail about what's going on with them here in a moment. But we've been focusing on sort of the Bitcoin world, PayPal jumping into the Bitcoin pool in the shallow end, not in the deep end yet. So that's big news. And now also
getting toes wet.
This alleged scam group called Butterfly Labs, who've apparently scammed millions of dollars, according to an FTC lawsuit from people who were really excited about Bitcoin mining, and a lot of them never got the equipment that they ordered. We'll continue with that here in moments.
Yeah, I think that one of the exciting things about Bitcoin is the empowerment that it gives the average person. Mm. The reason that I'm excited about it is Bitcoin empowers the individual against big banks. Now, I've heard it said, and
big government, too.
I've heard it said, and I'm not willing to dismiss this statement, is that governments don't run the world, banks do. And if you look at campaign finance, look, I think it's pretty clear the United States is an incredibly powerful organization. The government of the United States of America is an incredibly powerful organization, perhaps the most powerful organization on the planet. But that the people that make up the United States government get these campaign financing, and that those organizations tend to be big corporations and big banks and Wall Street and that whole thing.
Big bankers give money to both the Democrats and the Republicans. So whoever wins.
Give me control of a nation's money, and I care not who makes its laws.
Is that Rockefeller?
Rothschild.
I think it was Rothschild. Yeah.
Rothbard.
It wasn't Rothbard.
But, I mean, you know, that's where I come down on this, is that banks have controlled the world perhaps for a very long time. I don't know for certain, but it certainly looks that way. And with Bitcoin, you can be your own bank, so therefore no one can control you that way.
Right. You don't have to ask anyone's permission to open a Bitcoin account. In fact, you can open as many of them as you want, and no one will know unless you tell them about it.
Yeah. We have seen that you could look back through history. I mean, forget the governments. I mean, the banks fund both sides of wars. You know?
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Hey, just keep on buying weapons and going into debt because we love collecting interest from you.
Yeah, I agree. It's really hard to explain. It's hard to overstate the importance of what Bitcoin's doing here. I mean, taking money from the hands of the bankers and the governments, these are the traditionally people that have held the money for the longest time, that have controlled money, that have manipulated money and the supply of money. You're taking money out of their hands, you're putting it in the hands of people. It's hard to really understand the relevance of that. That's incredible.
I don't think it's actually that difficult to overstate. Jeffrey Tucker said, in Bitcoin, we are witnessing the end of the nation state. Now, that is overstating the value of Bitcoin. So we've seen this happen. It's actually rather easy to do. I just did it, you know, but it's very, very important.
Well, with Bitcoin, you can choose who you want to pay and not want to pay. Now, when it comes to regular dollars, right, like the bank, and you keep your money in the bank, the government says to the bank, hey, this guy owes us $10,000. Please give us the contents of his bank account. With Bitcoin, the government says, you owe us $10,000. Give it to us, you bastard.
With Bitcoin, the government breaks into your home and kidnaps you and puts you in a cage and tells you that they're going to keep you in this rape box for the rest of your life unless you give them your private key while they go through all your stuff and find it, as they did in the case of Ross Ulbricht.
People, I think, are going to get more and more fluid as far as government lines and the dirt go. I mean, Bitcoin's going to make a lot of new people very wealthy.
It already has.
And those people are going to the Isle of Man. They're going to Grand Cayman. They're going to Panama. They're going to new financial centers. They're telling the United States government, look, we're willing to work with people inside your geopolitical boundaries on our terms, but you can shove it. And
it's a game changer in a lot of ways. Now, there's no doubt, Chris, I agree that the state's not going to shrivel up and die tomorrow because of Bitcoin. But I do think that it's a tremendous tool for those of us who love the ideas of freedom to protect our wealth from the state and to also create new products and services and anyway, so on. So
yeah, I mean, it's a huge market that's obviously doing wonderful things, and I would never diminish that, of course.
We will come back to the story about this group, this Butterfly Labs, allegedly scamming people out of millions of dollars here in a moment. We'll get their official statement. They've made a statement about this lawsuit that has been filed against them. But first, let's go to the phones and the fun. Jim is listening in Lynchburg, Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Jim.
Welcome to the program, Jim.
Yeah, I've got to agree with you guys. Bitcoin definitely is empowering individuals, and lots of people are getting rich and going to offshore places. But let me tell you about the dark side that came in. Had a small mom-and-pop law firm. Boom. All of our computers are shut down. Okay, we got a hostage virus, right?
Oh.
And we can kick them $750 equivalent of Bitcoin only to a ship that's in the Black Sea, and we looked up, these people are bringing in $50 million a month.
Whoa.
Well, look, if you paid them I'm sorry to tell you that you made a really bad mistake. Okay, yeah. like computer viruses happen. Like I'm a computer tech. I've had to go to law firms and doctors' offices and even banks and stuff where they get junk on their computer. I mean, I've seen things pop up where it locks up your computer and shows like pictures of child pornography. And
oh my!
It says that it's an FBI warning and you have to pay the FBI, right? And they want you to like give them your credit card number and stuff, you know. And I'm sure that somebody saw that virus and was just like, I could do this with Bitcoin. And they can't even charge it back. This is brilliant, you know. Mm. And so if you have a situation where your computer gets taken hostage by some sort of malicious program, call a professional. Do not pay pirates with Bitcoin.
Yeah, what did you do?
Yeah, I know. I mean, you can't negotiate with terrorists, but I mean, we looked it up, and it's a huge operation with Eastern European tech guys, and they are bringing in just massive amounts of quote-unquote money.
Well, that's not right. That's not Bitcoin's problem, right? That's a problem with hackers. It's a problem with viruses.
But it's been going on with credit cards forever, man. I've been seeing this for over a decade.
I absolutely agree. This is the nature of the invention that is Bitcoin. When you make it so that somebody can operate anonymously on the internet, you're going to open the world to a whole bunch of things. Like, for instance, the assassination marketplace, which you mentioned on the dark web, exists. This really didn't exist on the internet prior to that because you can't just wire money from your bank account for a hit on Nelson Mandela or whoever it is that you want to kill. This is it's a whole new arena, and I think you're going to see not just the hacking of people's computers, these viruses and that sort of thing, but you're going to see kidnappings and hit squads on a variety of things.
Most of this isn't new, as Chris is pointing out here. I mean, this is old. This is an old idea, it's just they're now using Bitcoin. So.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, look, Bitcoin's fault. Bitcoin is money. So, like, if we're just going to say, like, look, people do bad things with money.
Right.
You know, okay. Let's get used to the idea.
We're not getting rid of money. That's for damn sure.
That's right.
We certainly shouldn't get rid of Bitcoin.
Jim, thanks for... I don't mean to make an anti-Bitcoin point. It's just that with the flip side of the freedom that it allows you from the criminal governments and the criminal banks, when you have freedom, you also give freedom to bad people. I mean,
when you have freedom, you have responsibility, and you have computers that need to be secured, and when they are penetrated by malicious persons, you need to call a professional and have them deal with the problem.
Hey, Jim, thanks for the call tonight. I do appreciate you bringing that up. There's no doubt that technology is a double-sided sword, right? Like, there's wonderful things, like the internet. There's so many wonderful things on the internet, and there's also child pornography and death, ogrish.tv, where it's just like gore and death, that kind of stuff.
It's fun.
Yeah, there are all kinds of horrible things online.
Why is that horrible? I love to look at ogrish.
Oh, God. I don't have any use for it.
Are you into that stuff? Are you into actually watching someone get beheaded? Because I think it's gross.
I love watching like gore videos and like, look, I wish this stuff wasn't happening, but as long as it's happening, I do want to see the videos of it. And like, I don't want to say the name of the website, like verbally, EFUKT.com is another one that they have like porn bloopers and stuff like that. It's hilarious. It's
porn
really
bloopers.
Twisted stuff. And, like, I just love watching like sick, crazy, twisted things on the internet. And
well,
I know
a lot of people would look at that as the dark side of the internet.
I spend a great deal of time there.
So, I mean, do you get into the graphic like gore and stuff? I mean, is that what you?
Yeah, and there's not nearly enough of it. I mean, you know, like
you haven't seen enough of it.
Yeah, I mean, like whenever there's a new like shock video out, I've gotta have it. You know, I've got to see it right away. And, like, I want to show it to other people. I mean, Two Girls, One Cup was, like, the greatest thing in the world. One Guy, One Jar was the only thing that could possibly top it. I mean,
that was also horrifying.
I don't know what that is, but I do not know.
We got to get a reaction video to One Guy, One Jar from Mark Edge.
No. Goatsy's not One Guy, One Jar. More coming up here in a moment. One Guy, One Jar was horrifying.
No.
Terrible
855, 453, but there's value in that still. More coming up here in a moment, and I've probably seen a bunch of it too. It's Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org. Have you thought about owning gold?
There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.